All right, first up for me, we have a scene from Almost Famous with Valkyrie Celis playing Penny and Jim Knickerbocker playing William. So take it away.
So it wasn't a birthday party. It was a farewell. You think you can fool me? I read you. I know what you're thinking.
And what's that?
You're worried about me and Russell.
Yeah, I gotta work on that.
You're so sweet. God, if there were more of you in him.
Don't tell me that stuff. I wanna like him.
Did you miss your test or something? I know I'm not on the plane, and I'm not going with some other band's bus. I mean, I could go with the Sabbath Road Crew, but that would be pathetic. The girls are all going with Humble Pie. If you could find out from Russell...
Penny...
Forget it! I'm flying to New York myself. I have a bunch of partial tickets, and his ex-girlfriend, current wife, is gonna be there.
I'm not sure that's a good idea.
What are you saying? What do you know? Did Russell say something?
I don't know anything.
I know he wants me there. He gave me a cake. He wrote me that sweet poem.
And Knickerbocker missed the line. So I'm going to do it dramatically. Wake up! Don't go to New York!
What are you telling me?
Well, because you're not who you said you were. I thought you were retired.
You're right! I'm not who I said I was. I'm just like you. I love music, so this is my family. Some people like tractors, and they hang out with tractor people. What's the worst that could happen if I go to New York? I get my little heart broken.
Oh no, never you. You eat people alive.
I'm sorry I told you so much. You have some way of making everybody tell you all their secrets.
Oh, well, that's a good one. Tell me too much and then make it my fault.
Come on! You've seen what's happened. Russell and I fell in love. How much? I don't know. But this is the first time I've fallen for someone. Really fallen since Iggy. And I'm not happy about it.
Whoa, you slept with Iggy Pop? Why don't you just tell me now? Who else? So when I go to the record store, I know who to be jealous of, because right now it's looking like the whole store.
You'll remember me forever. I was there when you lost your virginity.
Well, so was Steely Dan. It was a crowded room.
You make me laugh. I think I'm gonna cry.
Well, I thought we were going to Morocco. But there is no Morocco. There's never even been a Morocco. There's not even a Penny Lane. I don't even know your real name.
If I ever met a guy in the real world who looked at me just the way you looked at me...
When and where does the real world occur? I mean, I'm really confused here. Fuck! All these rules and all these sayings and nicknames...
You know, you're too sweet for rock and roll.
Where do you get off? Where do you get sweet? I'm not sweet. I'm dark and mysterious and pissed off. And I could be very dangerous to all of you. I'm not sweet. And you should know that about me. I am the enemy.
You're not any of those things. And that's what I love about you.
You fall in love to keep from falling in love.
I don't want to go home.
Well, I have to go home. And you never helped me.
Yes, I did!
You know, that disc jockey in Arizona got a better interview than me, and he was asleep.
Look, you should be happy for me. You don't know what he says to me in private. Maybe it is love. At least, as much as it can be with someone who...
Sold you to Humble Pie for $50 and a case of beer? I was there!
What kind of beer?
Dylan, I knew it was a bad idea to let you have Knickerbocker because I was going to have him in a Clerks scene and then I was going to have him be Randall because then he would sound right. Anyway.
He would have sounded exactly like Randall.
Right?
That would be amazing. If I'd have known that, I would have let you have him.
Hot damn.
I just wanted to see what he would do, since you weren't as pleased with him last week and I was. But, yeah. Before I forget, Valkyrie, the line, there was a line, it was, if I ever met a guy in the real world who looked at me the way you just looked at me, and you read it the way, if I ever met a guy in the real world who looked at me just the way you looked at me, and I didn't like that. You did two takes with it the wrong way, and it bothered me. It bothered me a lot. I don't know why, but it did.
Common rule among voice actors. If the script says something, do one take like that. You're free reign after that.
I think she was just having a dyslexic moment, but either way.
Yeah, Elisa did the same thing with Carrasco's and whatever it was that she was saying wrong. Anyway.
Yeah. Valkyrie, the other thing is your emotions were really out there. Like, the way you would change emotion from one line to the other... It was really hard to make it believable from a mixing standpoint because it was almost like you were, like, bipolar. And Knickerbocker, in contrast, didn't change emotion at all. And then, Valkyrie, your laugh, it wasn't very convincing at all. It sounded like a drunk witch, which it made me laugh, but not probably and for a good reason.
It doesn't work with the line that's right after it. I was like, okay, that's... is she mocking him? Because that's the kind of mocking laughter. And then I read the next line, and then she said the next line, and I'm like, that so didn't flow.
It's like, whoa.
and it then says she laughs and can't help it.
You'd be good at
It just says she laughs, can't help it. If it says she laughs and can't help it, clearly it has to sound very genuine.
She's like, oh, I can't help it. And then Knickerbocker would be good at, he'd be good at narrating dogs. Like, you know, like in Disney movies, like Homeward Bound, where they'll have like action, like live action animals and someone will talk for them.
Dude, he should play Droopy Dog.
Huh?
Droopy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Droopy.
Yeah.
Like in this scene, Knickerbocker, you're like in love with this chick and you're super jealous, but you played it like you just didn't care. Like you were all dead inside. And it was really like... boring to listen to. And then the other thing with just the like takes emphasizing certain words does not like I would get takes from you guys and it'd be like the exact same emotion in all three takes, but you'd read it with a different word emphasized in each take, and it didn't help me at all as far as mixing goes. So go ahead, Trigatree. I'm sorry.
I don't know if I have anything to say. I felt Valkyrie did better in this than Knickerbocker.
I felt that too, but I don't. Feel
and she
that
could have
well
honestly. I believe that she could have gotten away with it if her laugh sounded right. And then the line "You make me laugh, I think I'm gonna cry." I was expecting a lot more. Like it's.
I just think part of the problem is you guys really need to read the whole scene through before you just start recording line by line, because you need to know what's going on. I really think that's what the
I don't think
is.
You guys understood what was happening. And, like, honestly, I haven't seen this movie all the way through. I barely remember what I saw. When Dylan told me about this scene, I was like, what scene is that? Of course, I now remember it, but... yeah, and... if you take a script, you can find most everything you need to know about a character for that particular scene in the script. And what you can't know, go research. Honestly, the mark of a good actor is one that does a lot of research.
Yeah, and like it, even just from this one scene in the script, you could pretty much get what was going on with the characters and just read through it before you record the lines and make notes to yourself if you need to, like, I'm going to do this here and this here. But don't just record it line by line as you're going through it without ever having read it through. I don't know if that's what you guys did, but that's the impression that I get from the way that the scene sounded. I think I'm going to take that line. Every time somebody misses a line, I'm going to play that evil witch laugh. Except then it would be another It's Katie bitch, and I don't want to deal with that.
Sort of like how when you didn't send me the rest of your critique or results or whatever. Oh, no, it was the rest of your critique. I put in Drox's random improvs.
I totally didn't even listen to the second half of last week's show yet.
You're such a whore.
I know. I've been so busy with the show.
I was waiting for you to bitch me out for that.
I will have to listen now. I get no respect on this show. Anyway.
No respect!
I didn't think this was a great epic win for either of you.
It was terrible.
I'm sorry.
Just say it.
Okay, it was terrible.
I mean, it wasn't terrible. It was bad.
I like both of you guys as people, and
I do.
I think that both of you guys can act. I just think that you guys were lost as far as what you were trying to convey in the scene, and that was bad.
Two lost souls.
So I'm done with this.
I am too.
Let's never speak of this again.
Okay.
And another scene from Almost Famous with Sexy Girl playing Anita, William's sister, and Dragon Knight Tara playing William's mother, and me playing William. I'm just giving back to the fans. You're welcome. So, Livia
killed everyone off so her son Tiberius could inherit the throne. Just like Nixon. Anita, is that you?
Hey, Mom. I already ate.
You sure? I'm making soy cutlets.
I'm fine. Already ate.
Wait! You've been kissing.
No, I haven't.
Yes? Yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have. I can tell.
You can't tell.
Not only can I tell, I know who it is. It's Daryl. And what have you got under your coat? Records?
It's unfair that we can't listen to our music.
Honey, it's all about drugs and promiscuous sex.
Simon and Garfunkel is poetry.
Yes, it's poetry. It's the poetry of drugs and promiscuous sex. Just look at the picture on the cover. Honey, they're on pot.
First, it was butter. Then sugar and white flour. Bacon, eggs, bologna, rock and roll, motorcycles. Then it was celebrating Christmas on a day in September, when you knew it wouldn't be commercialized.
That was an experiment. But I understand.
What else are you going to ban?
Honey, you want to rebel against knowledge. I'm trying to give you the cliff notes on how to live in this world.
We're like nobody else I know.
I'm a teacher. Why can't I teach my own kids? Use me.
Daryl says you use knowledge to keep me down. He says I'm a yes person and you're trying to raise us in a no environment.
Well, clearly, no is a word Daryl doesn't hear much.
Mom.
Everything I say is wrong.
I can't live here. I hate you. Even William hates you.
I don't hate her.
You don't even know the truth.
Sweetheart, don't be a drama queen.
Feck you, all of you.
Hey, well there you have it. Your sister is using the F word.
I think she said feck.
What's the difference?
The letter U. Alright, Tara, stay out of the attic, Tara. We have this thing, you know, do you know anything about Jane Eyre, Shagatree?
Yes.
Do you know about, okay, we have this thing where she's Jane Eyre and then I'm Edward Rochester and then you're his crazy ex-wife that he keeps in the attic. You're Treg Bertha. So I tell her to, yeah, okay. Anyway, I liked you as the mother. I think that I'm wasting your talent, though, like casting you in these types of roles. But on the other hand, I don't think that many of the girls here in the competition could have played the mother as well as you did. So kudos. But next week, I'm gonna see you do something like drastically different if you're still here. So hopefully, if Tregatry gets you on her team, she will make you do something different.
Okay. What do you want? I'll do a scene with whatever you want me to do for her. Just like I did Motley Fool.
I just wanted to see her do something out of character. Because last week she played Rachel, which worked for her too. But I want to see her do something like completely like out there. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know, Trick or Treat. And then Saxy, you make some really weird choices on your line readings. Like choices I wouldn't have thought to make. But they always kind of work and make the scene a little bit quirky. And I really like that about you. The big note that I have for you is that you have to be really careful about enunciating. Because I remember you giving me some really, really good takes that were even better than the ones that I used in the scene. But I couldn't use them because they were really hard to understand. And part of that was because your character was yelling and talking kind of fast. But Still, you have to be really careful about the way that you enunciate, because, yeah, you're one of those that it's hard to understand if you speak really fast. But I thought the scene was really good. I really liked it between you two. I didn't like whoever played William. He sucked. But you two were good. So I'm sorry that he brought you down. Chagatry?
I liked it. I think that Tara was very motherly and played the frustrated mother pretty well.
I just feel like with Tara, we're not giving her anything that she can really sink her teeth into. Like, that's been me, because I've had her both weeks. I just feel kind of bad about that.
Okay.
So, okay.
It's your own
Continue,
fault.
Sorry.
And then, Sexy Girl. I liked how overdramatic you were about it. Honestly, I haven't seen this scene in Almost Famous as I tuned in well into the movie when I saw it last.
From my recollection of that scene, that everybody in that family is really overdramatic, except like William's like the sane one. So I think she did good as far as that goes.
Is Anita his flight attendant sister?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was
sexy. That's Zooey Deschanel. I like her. I liked it. It worked as very this is definitely way far too back, I assume. It was very like baby boomer mom trying to make everything perfect and all. I liked it.
I thought it was funny too. You guys did a good job. It was good job.
Yeah.